So I got a number of shadows the last couple of weeks and months about the question of a woman who is approaching her 39th, 40th week of pregnancy, and the doctor oftentimes will say, so when would you like to have a baby? Meaning, when would you like to be induced if you're pregnant? And the shadow is that permissible? Is it permissible for a person to decide on their own to go into labor? Is that something your person's allowed to do? So Moshe Feinstein was asked a shaila many years ago, and he offered two reasons why in a normal case, in a normal healthy pregnancy, why he thought it would not be permissible. Number one, he says that that being in labor is a sakana, it's a dangerous thing. It's a sakana, woman becomes a chol yeshbo sakana in such a moment. And he writes that for a person to decide a moment to put themselves in that sakana for no medical reason, right, because of convenience, that he says he thinks is not appropriate. A person can't put, if there's a medical reason, it's a different conversation. If there's not a medical reason to do so, to choose a moment to put yourself in sakana when it hasn't happened yet, he thinks it's not appropriate. But then he says, I'll give you a better reason. And the better reason, he says, is the following. He says, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the teva that in order to have a child, a woman has to go through childbirth. And his going through childbirth is not part of the curse was put on Chava. The curse was put on Chava is that she's going to have pain in childbirth. But childbirth itself was part of the teva. And he says, if that's part of the teva, it means that by definition, a woman is given a promise, a havtacha, that she's going to be okay. He says, sometimes people are not okay. He goes, the reasons why that happens. But he says, in general, most of the time, the promise is that if a woman is expected to go through such a process, especially, he says, to fulfill the mitzvah of peruvu, he says, if women themselves are, according to many, Rishonim, not chayavas in peruvu. And nevertheless, they put themselves through the process of childbirth, so it must be that Kadosh Baruch Hu places this responsibility on them. It must be also that he places on them this promise that they're going to be okay. But says Rav Moshe, that's only true if it happens by itself. He says, but if you decide on your own to put yourself in that situation, that already, he says, we're not sure that in that situation a person has that havtacha. And therefore, he says, putting yourself in that situation is itself a sakana, to place yourself in childbirth when a Kadosh Baruch Hu has not made it happen on its own. So that's the typical normal psak, that in a normal case, you don't just decide when you're going to have a baby. There are exceptions, of course. Number one, a doctor says to you, you have to have a baby because otherwise, X, Y, or Z, there's other X, Y, or Z, you know, medical complication that could come into play for the baby, then of course listen to the doctor and you get induced early. But there's one other case also, many of the posts we talk about. Let's say a woman, oftentimes a woman's in a practice and there's 6, 7, 8, 9 different doctors in the practice. And so as you get to the last few months, so you start meeting all the doctors to make sure just whoever's going to be on call with the person who delivers the baby. And let's say the woman has this particular doctor or two who she feels more confident in, and the other she's less confident in. And the doctor says, look, if you go into labor the 40th week, I'm going to be here. But if you don't, I'm going to be leaving. I'm going on vacation the next week. And she would feel more comfortable with that doctor. So I've had that child a few times, and a number of poskim have told me that's permissible. Why? Because we care about, true in general, with anyone who's sick, that the das of the chola, feeling they're being taken care of appropriately, they have confidence in the doctor, actually can have an impact on their outcome. And therefore, there are times when the poskim will be makel in that situation. In fact, given that psak to a few people, they felt they want specifically a specific doctor, and they'll be around during this time. So that would be a reason to be makel. One question that I haven't clarified yet is some doctors are now saying there's new studies that find that inducing the 39th week can sometimes be positive for the baby with a relatively low risk or no risk. And is there a reason to allow induction in that case? I talked to one post who told me he didn't think that was enough of a reason, because it's not something that requiring for some medical reason. Wasn't ready to be makel yet, but I was still checking out to see if others would think that's appropriate. But nevertheless, this is the general approach. The general approach is, from people don't say, when do you want to have a baby? That's not our approach. We go by whenever you go into labor, unless there's some medical need, and that medical need can include the interest of a particular doctor, because that's also considered in this case a medical need.